Episode 7. Half-truths, whole drinks. It's Gilbreth Benardis. Well-versed in the art of fine women, strong drink. A connoisseur of sorts. Self-proclaimed. Well, anyway. This is episode 7. The time I tried to return to something I stole and they gave me more. This was in a quiet alley, beside a pawn shop that mysteriously, no longer exists. As they say, Benardis always drinks, and I owe you, or you owe me. We owe each other. Something like that. Well, anyway. Not always proud of everything I've stolen. Some things, they stick to your hands even after you give them back. The thing I shouldn't have taken, it was a brooch. Tiny, gold-trimmed, sapphire in the center, like a frozen tear from someone with secrets and expensive taste. Now, I didn't steal it because it was valuable. I stole it because she left it behind, on purpose, and I was too afraid to ask why. Return. 3 months later, I walk into a pawn shop on Ember Alley, ring the bell, place the brooch on the counter. The shopkeep looks at me, squints, and says, "What?" Everything's for sale, my friend. You got a cousin or a sister? I'll let you buy her, too. Well, not really, but, it ain't anything like that. Well, anyway, this crazy shopkeep squints and says, "You sure you want to let that go? Most people don't return curses on their own." Curses, huh? That's when I realized maybe it wasn't hers I was carrying. Maybe it was mine. And then they paid me. Yep, they paid me. The shopkeep, strange fellow, smelled like thunder, gives me a small velvet pouch, and says, "Payment for the lesson you clearly haven't finished learning." And that shopkeep, smart guy, I mean, yeah, whatever, and excellent with music. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd say he's the god of thunder. Or, you know, somebody else is, but either way, the way he played that conga, that, is this big drum, right? Gosh, you should have seen him with the bards and the bardesses in every tavern whenever they showed up. It was like they owned the room. The whole room. Everybody dancing and doing things and, you know, lifting up. But it was like so much liveliness. I'm telling you, that thing, it could raise the dead and also move the living. It was wild. Wild. Well, anyway. I open that thing from the shopkeep a little later, and inside is a silver coin. Instead, it just kind of keeps falling out of them, you know, and I didn't want to take it. You know, but a single glove. A silver coin, a single glove, and a folded note that just said, "You were kind to someone once. This is a change." What was I doing? That was such a change. Thank you. Was he talking about the coin itself being a change, or was he talking about my behavior? I don't know. The moral of the story? Integrity. And sometimes when you try to undo something bad, you get something worse, or better, or something you didn't even know you needed, or something you didn't even know existed. Anyway, I don't wear the glove, but I keep it. Just in case she comes back for another one. Dreamy gal, dreamy gal. Anyway, this has been Half Truths, Whole Drinks, and sometimes the return is more cursed than the one you left. The return is more cursed than left. Than theft. The curse! The return is more cursed than the theft. The theft cur... No, well... Eh, let's not talk about curses. Speaking of which... I'll see you in the next episode. Or you'll see me, or nobody will see anybody. Well, anyway, let's go on to the listener letters at the next episode. Come on, let's go. Come on. I know you want to hear it. And, The sponsor is Ulfgar Ale.